Making coffee for yourself is one of life's great pleasures, but if you're passionate about coffee, very easily you can get a reputation as being the weird coffee person. Now, when a group gathers and the group wants coffee, that responsibility can often fall to you. It's now on me to make a coffee for a group. There's 8 of us. That's a lot of coffees to make. And in this example, we're going to be doing espresso-based drinks. And first up, I'm thinking about prepping my doses, doing my kind of mise en place, making sure I've got everything I need to make sure that I can just get into brewing and creating drinks. Secondly, it's nighttime. I don't want to give them enormous doses of caffeine, even if they're having caffeinated coffee. Don't be using your naked portafilter. Break out the one with 2 spouts because we are going to be serving single espresso drinks wherever we can. We'll also think about that as we factor into the dose. It's a 16-gram dose, whereas usually I might use an 18-gram dose. I'm going to grind a little finer. I'm going to be using a simplified version of my usual espresso technique, something a little bit more practical. You want to send them out as the hottest, largest drinks first and get smaller and smaller and smaller. That way you have the most possible people sharing the experience of drinking coffee together. In praise of espresso, it does mean pulling a decaf shot is pretty easy. I would recommend portioning out your decaf, keeping it in the freezer, and as and when you need it, pull a portion out, grind it if you know the right grind setting, and you can just pull a single shot of decaf espresso and they can have a really delicious experience. And once all the drinks are done, I guess we can head back to the table.